Curry accused the Florida Times Union of creating the false impression that Sheriff Mike Williams doesn't support his pension plan and that he does support raising property taxes.
We've had a news cycle since yesterday that would lead citizens to believe that the sheriff doesn't believe that my pension reform goes far enough. Not true. He believes it, he stated it, has supported it since the beginning, and also leads people to believe, I believe it's even been said, that he supports a millage rate increase. Also not true. This, in the news cycle, 2 days before absentee ballots drop, seems purely political to me, so you're darn right I'm upset about it.
The Resources Task Force set up by the sheriff to assess the city's public safety spending released its draft report over the weekend. The task force blames the city's relatively low police salaries for Jacksonville's $3 billion debt, saying officers relied heavily on lavish pension plans because they weren't paid as much as their peers in surrounding counties. The task force suggests coupling the sales tax extension with a property tax hike to expand the police force while paying down the pension liability. But City Council President Laurie Boyer says that's not an option for a city already losing residents to surrounding counties with lower millage rates.
Look at Nassau, Clay, and St. John's and how they are growing so much faster than the city of Jacksonville and what their tax rates are.
As originally reported by the Florida Times Union, Jacksonville's property taxes are some of the lowest in the state for a city of its size. City residents will be able to vote on the sales tax referendum in the August 30th primary. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.